Michelle from Boo Sounds here. A little bit of different place in the community garden this year. We are completely right across from it, near the big gate. Hi-Fi George here is playing these games on Dice World, which is a game you can get on iTunes that's quite accessible. Very fun. So anyway, back to what I'm doing is planting their garden, finally. we'll see whether some of them are kind of like an experiment. Like for example, this sweet corn. It's Alberta sweet corn, so I might actually get something of it. So I'm going to do that in the row closest to the fence. Carrot, tomatoes, beans, possibly some turnip, zucchini, squash, and if we have room, some snapdragons at the end, which I don't know if we will. I'm even debating with regards to whether we will with the with the squash, and I really want to get that because with squash they require a lot of room, and so I'm debating on whether to go along its width for the plot or along its length. And I'm thinking of doing along its length, because then you get more in the plot. So that's okay. I know. That was from a game called Pig in Dice World. The pig has a real decisive squeal when you get him. Anyway. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. And they were kind enough to give Raid's bed to us this year, so planting and watering should be a lot easier. So I will pause for now, and I'll come back at you in a little bit, and I'll let you know how I'm doing. Okay, so row one, which is on the let me just get my bearings, south east part of the plot, is corn. I did about 3 or 4 plants of that. Now what I decided to do to make sure that there's enough room is I split the plot in half. So on one side of that row there's going to be corn, and the other side I'm going to go fancy this year, and I'm going to do a row of snapdragons. That's what I'm going to plant next. So row two is closest to the fence is carrots, and I'll have to remember that as they come up to do some in succession, which makes sense. And then comes some tomato plants, so we'll see what happens with that. So row two complete. Michelle here. Don't know if I did the last parts, but this will be the last part of the boo. Okay, the third row for the garden is turnips and beans. Turnips are closest to the main field, and beans are close to the fence. And the last one I drew summer squash and whatever zucchini I had. Now, summer squash requires, and zucchini both, require a lot of room. So what I did last year is I stuck zucchini in between the summer squash. So there'd be summer squash plant, zucchini plant, summer squash plant, zucchini, so to speak. And it seemed to work okay. So we'll see what it does. Now, I ran out of zucchini, so I won't get as much zucchini. But I'm going to try and get some really soon and plant them within the next week. It may or may not work, but we'll go from there. The soil seems quite damp, so I'm going to leave it because the humidity is quite high. If we don't get anything within the next, like by Monday, I might pop over here Monday morning and give it a good watering. But the way that we've been getting rain these days, it's almost not worth it. But I'll also check with our coordinator as well. So anyway, that's the community garden 2013. I was going to say 2013, but it's, or 2003, but can't go back in time, folks.
Yeah, sometimes we wish, but yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. I hope the weather is nice where you're at. It's, like I said, it's been a partly cloudy, a partly sunny afternoon. It's just been wonderful. We both wish that we would have wore shorts. But we're going to head home. I'm going to take a good picture that I might put on my Flickr account, which is Digital Shutterbug, all one word, because I can get to be that way. And, of course, there'll be a picture on this boo for those that don't need the fine detail that a camera can be. So anyway, may your journeys be safe. Take care and God bless. Bye for now.